With dusk approaching on her 80th birthday, Mika Gaborn slipped and fell. One moment she'd been hurrying along the unpaved edge of Sand Dollar Street in a little Jersey Shore town she'd called home for 50 years, and the next she was wincing up at the gray-pink sky. Sharp pain seized her leg, and her head throbbed. The squat hardcover she'd been carrying had tumbled into the wild grasses to her left. She rolled this way and that, but could not see anyone around. The peaceful neighborhood was still mostly empty vacation homes in March. All she could do was yell for help, as she tried and failed to get up again. Earlier that afternoon, Mika's friends had taken her out for a birthday lunch at El Legado, a Spanish restaurant up in Manasquan where they had live music. The group had eaten, danced a little, and finally sung karaoke, Besame Mucho and Por Ti Me Casaré. Then, to Mika's embarrassment, the others had ordered her an enormous slice of soft, rich chocolate cake. The waiters cheered, Feliz cumpleaños, and she'd blown out the flame from atop the soul-twisted blue candle. It was all much too much, and afterwards, Mika had driven home stuffed and exhausted. In her own living room again, she turned on the news without thought and placed her leftover paella on the counter. She'd begun absentmindedly adjusting the edge of the large Persian rug, which kept flipping up, and then ran her finger to check for dust on the framed paintings on the far wall. Only then had she remembered that during dinner, she'd promised her neighbor Shoshana that she'd stop over before she went to bed. Her neighbor had been wanting to show Mika this Dutch book she'd found, Verhalen uit de Lage Landen, or Tales from the Low Countries. When the two women had first met years ago, Shoshana had been a professor at the local community college, specializing in Holocaust literature. Mika had been a middle-aged student, earning her associate's degree in communications, trying her best to keep busy after the recent passing of her husband Rob from leukemia. Shoshana had enjoyed hearing Mika's youthful memories of Holland during the war, and the two became close friends. After her retirement, Shoshana had moved into a house just down the street from Mika. Now they visited each other a few times a week. For years, Shoshana had been trying to help Mika track down any information about her husband's father, Professor Willem Nachtgeboren, who had disappeared in the fall of 1944 and was presumed to have died in a concentration camp in southern Holland. At the birthday dinner, Shoshana had told Mika about this Dutch book she'd been sent to review. It had been in print briefly before in the 1960s, but thought to be a somewhat fantastical work of fiction written by a prisoner there, the book had been overlooked by historians. Only recently had it been reprinted by a small academic press in Leiden, billed as being of anthropological interest, mainly to folklorists. Some ambitious publicist at the press had sent it to Shoshana, along with any other scholars they could find who'd written about the camp before. Now Shoshana thought it might have an interesting lead. The first tale in the book was titled De Nacht Geboren, which Shoshana knew had once been Mika's last name.
De Nacht Geboren, yes, Mika said.
By now Shoshana had heard the story many times. It had been Mika's name only briefly, after she had married Rob and before it was truncated in 1955 when she and Rob had immigrated through Chicago. Rob had been pleased for a new name to mark their start as Americans, but Mika had winced as the pen had scratched across the page, moving like a scalpel, severing the past. This was what it meant to come to a new world. The old one had to be carved away. In Illinois, they were starting fresh. The past could be forgotten. Nothing terrible had ever happened to the Geborns.